Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we are moving quickly here tonight. It is Friday, May 4th, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and I welcome all of you who are joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And be aware, of course, we are highlighting the fundraising efforts here tonight for the network. And you can, of course, send something in the mail if you prefer. Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can also call in, place orders for various things in the RBN store. Also, of course, you can check online or get some more information about things like the Republic Trading Group and so on and so forth. The office number, toll-free, is 800-724-2719. Our number here tonight to call in and be a part of the show is 800-313-9443. Back all the way to North Carolina, my good friend Davis on the phone. Welcome back, brother. Please go ahead.
Well, that's what I just told you about is the evidence of power of prayer. And it's not anything I did, trust me, because just a few years ago, had you looked in the dictionary, under heathen and infidel, you would have found my name right there.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was like. And God made a difference in my life because I got tired of living my life the way I used to.
Yeah.
Didn't work, buddy. 32-year-old, like you are. My youngest son's 32. You guys give me a lot of faith in your generation.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's nice to hear.
He's 32. He's asked me a million times, Dad, why? And I never got tired of listening to him. Why? I always encourage him. Why is it this way? Why is it that way? And I would do my best to tell him if I knew. If I didn't know, I'd say, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's been successful, as you are, in your endeavor. Success is not measured by how many piles of money you can stack up. You know, money is important to a point. But that's not how you measure success, in my opinion. The reason you do so well, and I listened to you on 32.15 shortwave on a couple of sets here in the house. The reason you're successful is because you're credible, Frank. Somewhere along in your life, somebody, your parents, you mentioned your parents a while ago, they did a good job. They need a medal. Most parents don't raise kids to be thoughtful and respectful. And you don't scream and holler, and you're very patient with people. That's why you're a success. That's why you'll always be a success. You found the key, and it's going to work. And now everybody thinks I'm your first cousin, and I owe you money. No, we don't know each other. You can attest to the fact that we've never met. We just talked.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I don't owe you any money. You know what I mean? We're not related. You know that.
There's no lost bets behind the scenes, nothing like that. You're right.
Yes. Somewhere along the line, there were some good people praying, and what you've received is a blessing. It's called the favor of man. Hmm. It's a blessing that's mentioned in the Bible. And some people get it, Frank, and some people don't. And I know you have days where you think, God, do I really have a favor with mankind when I'm getting bad letters and people are offending me and stuff like that? But you do. You have the favor of man. That's a God-given thing.
Wow.
So that tells me somewhere in your line that somebody was doing some serious praying. Somebody really sought God out.
Mm-hmm.
Were sincere. And you're the beneficiary of that.
Wow.
That's how that goes. You're a fortunate man.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I appreciate the kind words. And I'm glad that you attribute it to God and to other people, because I had nothing to do with it. But let me ask you to hang on here, my friend. Just a short break, folks. I really like this show tonight. It's really happening. It's there's something in this. Something in this. It's certainly. I know I'm getting a lot of it. I hope you are too. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it certainly is so tonight. And we have Davis with us in North Carolina. Davis, I should clarify, when I said I'm getting a lot out of the show, it's not simply because you're giving me undue compliments, because I don't take compliments very well. I enjoy making, sometimes, you know, the news is vital, the information is important, the truth is always the most important thing, but, you know, we all have personal truths, things we've come across in our lives that have led us to where we are now, and I think it's important to share those with people.
I agree with you. What I said about your generation is my son questions things. You question things. You don't take them straight up. You want to know why. That's a good thing. That's what's going to make your generation another great generation of Americans. That's why we've been successful. Let's talk about the American people real quick.
Please.
If they ever perceive a person or an entity as being an actual enemy of the country, and they believe it, okay, God help the people, the American people, go after. That's been proven.
Amen to that.
Situation we have now, the American people are not convinced, Frank, that we're doing exactly the right thing. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of thoughts about it that I probably wouldn't share with a lot of people, but it makes me wonder, and I'm not really clear on a lot of these issues, and I'm wondering if a lot of them are not fabricated. You hear this one say it's this, the other one says it's that. Former head of the CIA was interviewed the other night. Mm-hmm. And he was not very convincing to me. He didn't convince me about anything he had to say. That's just how it went. It's a bad thing to commit to a war in the first place without a lot of thought. And once you commit, then you're obligated to win it quick. That's what the American people deserve and what they respect.
Yes.
They don't respect a haphazard approach to anything. But once you convince the American people they have an enemy, it's on then, brother.
Amen.
And I think that some of these people in these other countries have short memories, too. If they can read history and understand what happened 50 years ago, okay, or longer than that, rather, it's been over 60 now, because I'm 62, history will repeat itself. This is not a country you want to jump on. They better be thinking about it. You better think it over carefully.
That's right.
I got one more thing to tell you. I think you'll enjoy it, but it actually happened to me.
Okay.
Another PhD story. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
While I was at Yale, they had some freshly graduated doctors. And they're all enthused, and they're charged up, and they're hard chargers. I kept observing one, a real smart person, but I perceived a couple things. So one day I'm walking down the hall, and I saw this person coming, and I stopped, and I put my ear to the wall, and I motioned for this person to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "What are you doing?" She said, I said, "Put your ear on the wall and tell me what you hear." Believe it or not, she did it. Okay? She said, "I don't hear anything." I said, "I know. It's been like that for 2 weeks." She fell for it. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Should have done that. But, I have a sense of humor. And you don't know me. Will she bite or will she bit? I couldn't believe it.
That's great.
I went, "Help me, Lord. Please."
Yeah.
Please. All this money's been spent on this kid.
That's right. "Please, Lord, spare me from scholars and academics." Yes.
Now, you're on the list too, buddy. And I do that every day.
Thank you so much. Vice versa, my friend.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate your generation. Thank you. History is going to record that you were another great generation. I have a lot of faith in you and your generation. My son is the example, and you're the example. Wow. I don't need a lot more.
You are inordinately kind, my friend. And keep in mind that your son probably feels about you guys, your generation, the same way I do. And that's just, we hold you guys in such awe and such high regard. Because, I have no doubt, and a lot of people look at this, and they view the world and certainly the situation in our country as a giant battle. And I agree with that. A lot of people want to win it. I don't necessarily know that we can, because there's a lot of disparity. I do know that there's a time and a place when everything will rise to a head, and the American people will unify against something or for something. The one issue that's going to bring us all together, like you had said, God forbid that something happens, but you don't really want to wake up America, because if you wake up America, America will take you down. That's all it is. Because but what I think that our job to do is to make, small increments along the way, and certainly hold the line. God is he's going to be our sword. He's going to win this whole thing. We just got to keep it together. We just got to hold the fort. And I think that's what we're doing, and that's certainly what I try to do. And when I look at people like yourself, and I've mentioned to you about, my family, and I know you're a veteran, and God bless you for that. And I have so much respect for the military and everything that you guys have done. And it has all been for us. People may say, "Well, that wasn't really about us." Yes, it was. Yes, it was, because you guys were there. And Colonel Joe's generation was there. And Lee Kroc, he was there. My grandfather was 101st Airborne and at Normandy. My father served for 30 years in a variety of different things that he did, which, I'm not even going to get into. It's not my story to tell. It's his. But amazing stuff, man. And you guys have been nothing short of setting the bar so high for us to try to even compare. And it's a pleasure to have that challenge and to know that you guys are out there. So God bless you, my friend.
All right, did you tell me that you have overseas listeners?
Oh, yeah.
I hope they're listening. I hope they took what I just said to heart, because, friends, if you're out there in another country, it's the truth. And don't do it, because you're going to regret it.
Yep.
And I hope we don't do anything else either. I hope we stay out of it.
Yeah, I do too.
We won't, you know.
Yeah. But I think it's important, you know, it's very easy to sort of buy into the nationalistic rhetoric. And like I said, I'm the biggest fan of my country, not for what it is, not for what it was, but for what it can be and what I hope it still can be. I hope it's not too late. But I love to root for my country. I love to watch, like I said, America and the Olympics. I love to watch us dominate. That's a great source of pride, because nobody's getting killed as a result. I mean, maybe in some countries, if you score a goal on your own net on the soccer field, you might get beheaded when you get back home. But you know, hey, maybe you should have thought about that before you kicked the ball in your own net.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But what I'm saying, in essence, is that we have. If we buy into a lot of the rhetoric, like we hear about Iran these days, and we certainly heard about during the Cold War about the Soviet Union, we cannot equate foreign policy and government leaders and foreign policies of government leaders, ours or anybody else's, with the people. I don't know of any population that looks at their leader and say, we're all 100% behind you. You know, it's just not the case. So we have to be able to gauge the people, independent of the leaders, independent of the policies, independent of the military. And that's why I think that, you know, there is a common thread that unites all people, and it is the love of freedom. It's the desire for freedom, freedom in every possible conceivable way. And some people miss the mark. Some people think freedom is anarchy. Some people think freedom is being able to go out and do anything you want anytime. And you know, it's a learning experience. I'm sure you have seen it in your time, and I certainly did too when I went away to college. I had moved out from my parents' house when I was 17 before I got to college. So when I got there, it wasn't a huge deal to be on my own. But some of these people, they're like, yeah, my parents aren't around. I'm going to go drink a case of beer in an hour and, you know, sleep in my own puke. You know, hey, there's freedom for you, but is it a good kind of freedom, the kind of freedom you want to strive for? Probably not. But what I'm saying is that, you know, people in other countries, you know, they want better things for themselves and for their people and for the planet as well. And it does not involve a global government. It does not involve a one world religion or a one world currency. It does not involve huge government oversight into the way we live our lives. It doesn't involve any of those things. And the people themselves all know this. And we just have to get away from the programming and understand that for all of our listeners abroad, and we've gotten calls on this show over the years from, I don't know, dozens and dozens of other countries, and I feel the same thing. You know, wherever they may be or whatever they feel about this country, you know, they still respect us as individuals. When they call into the show, they're not blaming me for, you know, George Bush. And it's like, well, how can we not do the same? You know, we have to accept them as who they are and how they come. So
I agree with you. I wish we never went to war. I wish we were at peace.
Sure.
I pray to that end. What will happen, I don't know. But the final comment is this. Nobody is swimming the Euphrates trying to break into Iran or Iraq.
Yeah, that's
Italy.
True.
Nobody. Only people who are sneaking in are sneaking in over here from, and it's not just from Mexico, Frank. It's from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're so bad and we're so terrible, it looks like to me that people would not be trying to sneak in and enjoy all this evil that we project on the world, you know.
That's
I think we're
true.
Basically a very good country. And we've certainly helped the rest of the world when they needed it. And most of them have turned their collective backs on us.
Amen.
Be for a good reason, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This last situation. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to pray. And, you know, again, God bless you. Buddy, you're on the list.
Hey, vice versa, my friend. God bless you, too. Thank you for sharing all that with us.
Sir, take care.
You, too. That's fantastic. You know, I agree with them. You know, there is something to be said. And I'm not a fan of illegal immigration. I'm a fan of anything illegal being done or endorsed. But gosh, you know, what is it that other countries know that we don't know about ourselves? And if you don't know that, talk to someone. We have a Spanish station downstairs. And I remember after 1 year anniversary of September 11th, a gal that I know works down there came up and just said, hey, we're praying for you guys on this anniversary. And I thought, you know, here's a situation. People come from abroad. They don't have the freedoms. They get here. They appreciate them more than we do sometimes. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're taking your calls here tonight, and of course you can take us anywhere you want to go, but we're talking about truth and different realizations we've all come to, whether it's, you know, terrorism or government or just the way the whole world is set up. It's all against us, and it's not against us in terms of everybody's out to get us, let's be you know, I don't know, angry about it, let's be surly. It's more along the lines of everything is out to allow us to get ourselves. So you see through that, and you are empowered. You are free, and it's an important point. 800-313-9443. Joseph Farrell on the phone. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Boy, a real pleasure to hear from you tonight, my friend. How you been?
Well, pretty good. The reason you stole my thunder, I turned on your show, and I heard that you were raising funds. I thought, oh, my word, I hope he's not going off the air. And then
I hope not, too, but you never know.
Well, you know, you kind of answered my question. You know, when you said that you were trying to raise funds for the network and keep it on the air, so I changed my tack, and I just thought I'd put in my two plugs for you that,
oh,
you know,
please.
I hope that people will contribute and help keep the network and your show on the air, because I got to tell you, it's a breath of fresh air. It's different than most of the shows out there in this time slot, and I certainly appreciate the times that I've been on. And
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You're just unduly kind.
Well, you're more than welcome. I mean, you know, you've been gracious enough to have me on and have other authors on with ideas that are out of the mainstream, admittedly, and discuss them without being rancorous or anything. So, you know, kudos to you, and my hat's off to you, and I hope people will really jump on the bandwagon and support you here.
Well, you are very kind, my friend. I appreciate you so much, and I'm looking forward to your new book coming out, and we can have you back on any time, of course, but I certainly can't wait to get my hands on that one.
Well, I just heard from the publisher. He's put up the cover on Amazon.com, but told me on the phone that it's supposed to be out sometime next month, but the way it's looking on Amazon is that they're reporting in October, so I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. We'll have to hold our breath and just see. It's one of those publishing things, publishing mystery.
Yes, as they always are.
As they always are. You got it. Well, listen, Frank, that's really all I wanted. I just wanted to say, hey, that I've been listening and heard the fundraising thing and was kind of concerned.
And I appreciate
then
that.
Then you answered my question, so... Give you a 2 cents plug here, and hope that people will really support the network and your show.
Let me pick your brain now. You've written a number of books. Five, is it? Six.
Well,
one
that's
on
a good
way?
Question.
Yeah.
No, right.
That are published.
The new five that are out. New one will make six, and then I'm working on another one right now.
Oh wow! I don't know how you do it. You're like the Stephen King of the hidden truths. It's amazing stuff. It's always been amazing to me when anyone can do something like this. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
What woke you up? What started you down this whole road? What was it that clued you in that there are areas of research that have not been explored to my satisfaction?
Oh, boy. You know, it could be almost anything, but I really think it was a part of it was the pyramid, you know, just self-evidently being something that could not have been built by Egyptians using, you know, fig tree logs and pulleys and ramps and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. not to get the kind of alignment from it. But, you know, you have a lot of callers that call in and talk about spiritual things. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my degrees are all in theology. And what made me start studying that was when I was a boy. I was about 9 years old when the Methodist Church decided it would go into a big merger with the Evangelical United Brethren. Mm-hmm. And I'd grown up in the old Methodist Episcopal Church, which is kind of like Episcopalian without bishops or something. I don't know. But, you know, I really loved the church and the liturgy that they had. And overnight it just changed. It just changed for change's sake. And I remember thinking that I kind of lost my interest in it. And I remember thinking that, you know, this is odd. And I've had my own religious journey like you and have seen this same phenomenon over and over again where the churches seem to be sold out from within. So that kind of started me digging, and I guess that's really what was the original impetus behind it all. I started reading a lot of church history and things like that to find out really what was going on. So it kind of started there, but, you know, it's so many different things. Politically, I suppose it was just plain and total disillusionment, you know, when you're 6 years old and you see your president shot on TV, referring, of course, to President Kennedy.
Yes.
And you know, I was homesick, so I literally saw this transpire in front of my eyes as a young boy. And then, of course, when Jack Ruby shot Oswald, allegedly because he was all broken up, you know, and just couldn't handle, you know, all the nonsense that they put out at the time, I really kind of became very cynical about the political process and the corporate things behind the country at that time. So mm-hmm. I hear the music, so I better let you go, guy.
Hey, man, thank you so much for chiming in tonight. I really appreciate
it. Oh,
so
sure.
Much.
More than happy to, Frank. Keep it going.
All right, my friend. Take care. God bless.
You
Joseph
too.
Farrell, ladies and
Bye-bye.
Gentlemen. There's five, soon to be six, must-have books by that man that you need to have in your library. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about a lot of stuff here tonight. Just personal truths, waking up, what it's been like, and certainly it's something we try to do here on this show. It's what we do at the network as well. So it's controversial subject matter, but it's something I like to talk about. And of course, getting your stories from you. What woke you up? What matters to you? What how you see the world? Very, very important. To me, 800-313-9443. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show. Hello, Carol. Okay. Engineering issues. Going once. Carol?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
The one gentleman said he was a Lash LaRue fan. I don't even know him, but I love him. And I want him to know I was a Hopalong Cassidy fan, but he is fantastic. He's beautiful.
Wonderful.
What woke me up, Frank, I told you before, I drank contaminated water. Mm-hmm. And in 1989 and 90, I started attending city council meetings, even though I only live in my, I don't live within the city limits. And the mayor would come by, and he'd nudge me before the meeting. He'd say, "What are you doing here, devil? Did you come to speak?" I said, "You better betcha, man." And I went at him tooth and nail. I mean, I was livid, just angry. And they wanted to try to force us to buy the city water. And at my own township meeting, the city manager, which was brought in, he was brought in from Milwaukee or somewhere. I chased him out of town.
Wow.
But he and this city engineer came to our meeting and sat up front and started talking about selling us the water. And I stood up and I said, "You have no business being here." And he turned around and he said, "This woman has given me," and I said, "And I'm going to give you more." I said, "You have no business speaking at our meeting." I said, "Get to the back of the room or leave."
That's great.
Well, I mean, enough was enough, but I'm going to tell you, I was the only one fighting this. I went to Washington. I had Senate passes to go into the Senate, and I was going to talk about the water in my hometown, and I tore the passes up and threw them in the garbage because a lot of people here say, "Oh, you got to die from something." They don't care. You know, they just seem they didn't care. But I want to tell everybody that's out there fighting for 9/11, do not give up. People say, "Oh, that's old, let's quit talking about it." But that's exactly what they want you to do. They wanted me to go away, and I was by myself, and finally I did go away.
Mm-hmm.
But if we let it go, it'll never be resolved. But if we keep it in the forefront, it will be resolved. And I believe that's the only way we can do it. And this, it has to be done.
Amen.
Because there's no other way around it. And you know, another thing was with, another thing that awakened me was Oliver North. And he was taught well by the Bushites as, I can't remember.
Yes.
And I don't know, there's a gentleman on the daytime, I can't remember his name, Mike, is it? Anyway, I had talked with a gentleman the other day, and there's an article on Freedom Forum about where George Bush came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you read it.
I don't think so.
Well, there's no birth certificate records for he or Babs Bush in America. You know, this article, everybody needs to read. It is just fantastic. And you know what they did? When the first man came over here from the World Bank for the Rothschilds, I can't remember his name offhand, he couldn't remember. Everybody that would come over in those ships couldn't remember. One time they could, the next time they couldn't. And they brought this along with them. And everybody needs to read it about our 41st president on Freedom Forum. Because it is just, or they can go to rents.com and scroll down about Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing, and there's pictures there.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see this, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it made me sick.
Wow.
And from what I understand, he was sent here to destroy this country, and he and the Clintons have done well.
Yeah, and it looks like they're just going to keep trading the baton of power back and forth for a while, as long as people allow it to happen. You know,
right.
One of the things that I think is important in this time, and I mentioned this a little bit last night, just talking to people, which I love to do, and somebody said, you know, people are really waking up. And I said, yes, they are. And they are. They're dissatisfied with the state of things. And it is encouraging to me to note that it's not just the president's approval numbers that are in the toilet. It's Congress as well. And it's not just Republicans. It's Democrats as well. People are dissatisfied. We have to be able to see through the inevitable BS we're about to hear as we get into this presidential election cycle really, really in full swing. We need to step away from the promises and the hopes that a politician, that changing parties or whatever is going to make a difference. It's not. The change, it needs to be deeper. It needs to be bigger because the problems are deeper and the problems are bigger. And we need to not sort of hang all our hopes on a Hillary Clinton or just the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or some sort of change. It's not going to make any difference. We need to understand that. So as people start really getting into it, because I'll tell you one thing. Let me give you this as an example. Carol, if you heard Hillary Clinton say, if I get elected, I'm going to really go and delve into the September 11th and find out exactly what happened here, because the official story is nonsense. Would you vote for her?
Probably not.
Good. A lot of people would, though. No. They take it. No. And of course, she'd just have another September 11th commission, and there'd be no truth. You can't ask criminals to investigate criminals and expect to get the truth. It's just not going to happen.
You had the one gentleman caller said why people want to come here. They're coming in through Mexico. What he has to understand, these people are being taught fascism by La Raza, La Mecha, whatever it is. And they were told this country belonged to them. Well, if you go up through California, I think it's one, there's a lot of Spanish missions. Spain owned the country, not Mexico.
Right.
And they're being taught to come here to take care of us, to get rid of us. And they're saying, now we own the cities, now we're going to spread out and take care of the rest of you. And I don't know if you're aware, but the Mexican army's down in southern Arizona keeping a nice area open for the drug runners to come in. And they're being allowed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican army. I mean, come on. You know, so...
I'm with you. I mean, it seems to me to be quite, conclusive that there's some collusion going on there.
Well, all the other countries have the same problem we do. And I think what's going on here is they're waiting to see what the American people are going to do. But, you know, it's going to take the whole world combined to clear up what's going on here, not just America. It's going to have to come from all over the world because it's everywhere. There's immigration problems in almost every country now. And they have the same problems as we do. They got the same kind of criminal leaders we have, if you want to call them leaders, whatever
That's
you
right.
want to call them. You know, but we have to keep 9/11 in the forefront. We cannot let it go because when we do, then we're defeated. And I truly believe this because I guess I kind of went down in defeat, but I did have a good say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way.
I feel a little differently about September 11th. I don't think it's the most important issue under the sun. I really don't. I know a lot of people do.
Perhaps it isn't, but, excuse me, this is one way they can be brought down. You see that, what's that one guy that they're going after? He got money, Wolfowitz?
Mm-hmm.
Germany said he needs to go. Well, boy, I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
I can't remember what I was going to say about him, but it's not good.
Well, while you're thinking, just let me jump in with this. Look, September 11th is certainly a vital point along the trail of our history as to where we've been and what we've done and where we're headed. And it's very, very important that we understand all that. I don't think it's the most important thing because, again, if you look at it, there have been numerous incidents of government-sponsored terrorism, not just in this country either, but certainly in this country alone. I mean, look at what led us into World War II, World War I, Vietnam. It just goes on and on and on. Even the first Iraq War and certainly the War on Terror in general, which is Afghanistan and Iraq right now, and who knows what else is going down the line. I think you have to look at it all in perspective. Because, again, if you're trying to convince someone about September 11th, you know, point them in the direction of Pearl Harbor, the Gulf of Tonkin, all of these different issues, and say, this is not an isolated incident. That's what makes it important.
How about twice at Wounded Knee? How about the miners?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Several times,
sure.
What, 3 or 4 different years, they took the military against the miners, and didn't they take them against the veterans in Washington,
mm-hmm.
I believe? But I know what I wanted to say about Wolfowitz. I guess they said he can't quit because he can still be tried. He can't quit because he's going to be tried. He can't quit.
Mm.
So I would assume this would be also for our illustrious president and vice president if they're brought in, taken on impeachment.
Mm.
I wouldn't think George Bush could pardon Cheney because not if he's being impeached.
This is true, but again, it would be foolish to think that again, and this is the same thing that happened in the aftermath of Katrina. A lot of people were calling for Michael Brown to have his head roll, as the head of FEMA. Was he unqualified? Absolutely. Did he make mistakes? Sure. Was he the only one? No. And him losing his job? Big deal. You know,
yeah.
It didn't bring anything back. It didn't help anybody. So a lot of people are out there saying, we got to impeach Bush. Why? You know, that's the real question. Clinton had impeachment proceedings brought against him. What happened to him? He's still thought of as like the greatest president in modern history. Why?
Because he wasn't tried for the right reason.
That's my point, though, is that, again, you're still assuming that, that politicians will find some legitimacy. Do you think there's any politicians out there? And I'm not saying that there aren't. I'm sure there's a handful, but nobody with anybody with any real authority to do something.
Yeah, no, I think
impeaching Bush is not going to fix anything.
Yeah, I think there's only a few. Maybe I could count on one hand and a few fingers left over. Of politicians that would do anything.
And that's the whole thing. You can impeach Bush, you can impeach Cheney. All you're going to do is give them a retirement early. They're not worried about it because the next president's going to pardon them and say, we need to heal. We need to get past this. I want to extend the olive branch out there to the other party and say, hey, let's just move on. And that's what will happen. That's what always happens.
Did you watch a debate?
Today? No.
Tonight?
No.
Well, it was... few big mouths wagging their tongue.
Exactly why I didn't bother.
I wanted to see. I wanted to see Ron Paul and Dan Credo.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Normally I wouldn't watch him, but I had to see that. And Ron Paul, and not because I'm a fan of his, but he was el numero uno.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he came across all the people out there had any sense in their head, they would vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be that's top priority. But I'm afraid whoever comes in there next, we're completely done. And I don't know how we'll ever get the country back if we can't even now at this point.
Yeah, and that's really the main thing, is we have to figure it out. We cannot put our hopes in politicians or in the political process. I'm not saying anything. I'm not inspiring people to do anything. I am not a fan of violence. I'm not saying we need an armed revolution. There are people out there saying that. I am not one of those people. I will never be one of those people. I am not a fan of violence. However, I also don't believe in the political process. It's not to say that I don't talk about it and I don't focus on it, because I do. I mean, I think it's important that we understand these things. But there is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans at all. Now, you can look at somebody like Ron Paul, and yes, he's a Republican, but he's not a dyed-in-the-wool, I subscribe to all these party positions type of Republican. He has integrity. But my question is where can you go with integrity only? He doesn't have money. He's not going to get the ads. He's not going to get the FaceTime. And the third-party candidates as well. We saw that in 2004. They banned them, members of the Libertarian and Constitution Party, from attending the debates with Bush and Kerry. They just said, no, you're not allowed to come, and they tried anyway, they were arrested. So the idea that this is going to develop is, look, the Republican Party's not going to choose Ron Paul. I think we can agree on that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. They're going to pick somebody who's a team player, somebody who's not going to rock the boat any more than they allow, and that's a John McCain and that's a Rudy Giuliani.
Frightening.
Yeah, it is.
Very frightening.
But the problem is that we need to highlight the fix, okay, of the political process. And a lot of people would say this, and I've had this discussion before, a great philosophical discussion amongst the listeners. And I said, okay, tell me, call in and tell me what the biggest problem is in the country, and tell me how to fix it. And we got calls from all over the place. And one guy said, well, we got to throw the bums out. And I said, sure. How do we do that? And he goes, well, we got to vote them out. Okay, well, shouldn't we reform voting then before we reform, you know, the which politicians are in office? And he goes, well, yeah, that's true. We got to do that. So we got to all of a sudden, his number one priority was bumped down to number two, because now number one is vote reform, because you got to reform the vote in order to vote the bums out. So you see, it's a process, and it's a very, very big process. And everybody has a different idea of how to fix things, and everybody has a different idea how to do things. For example, I'm not big on protesting. I don't go around and carry picket signs. I don't show up at different things. I sign petitions on occasion, but only when I really think it'll do some good, because I'm very cognizant of how I spend my time. And certainly I like to devote most of it to the show here, because I think I can do more good in this capacity. I am not out there telling people, go call your congressman and demand they do this, because I don't think the congressmen listen. If you choose to do that, go ahead. There's more than enough people out there telling you to do this stuff.
Noses at us.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been around enough politicians, interviewed them, spoken with them, looked them in the eye to know that they're all full of crap for the most part. And there have been a handful of good ones that I've met. And there's a handful of people out there I suspect are good people, but these are people who won't rock the boat, either because they're afraid for their life or because they kind of dig being the outsider. They like standing out. It's kind of like the kid in high school who has the mohawk. You know, it's like He's not doing it because he wants to blend into the crowd. He's doing it because he wants to stand out. But maybe he's never had a punk rock album. He just has the punk rock haircut. It's kind of the same thing with politicians. There are some out there who talk a good talk, but what are they doing to follow it up? What changes are they making? How are they implementing some good? How are they accomplishing something? So I just don't think that there's enough good people in politics to institute any real change. It's not to say that people shouldn't vote. I still vote all the time.
You call it a mohawk. We called it a Don Eagle when I was young.
Oh, what?
You call it a mohawk. We called it a Don Eagle when I was young.
A Don Eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a person?
Yeah, it was an
okay.
Indian, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so they called it a Don Eagle.
Oh, I see.
I think the most important three things are the food, the water, and the air. And we do not grow enough food in this country to sustain ourselves, and any time they want, mm-hmm. they can pull the plug.
That's true.
And we are in deep doo-doo squat with that.
I agree with that.
Yep, that's the worst three things that I can see.
Yes.
And I tell people, grow a garden, grow a... But
yes.
The food's not growing well, Frank. And guess what? We didn't have honeybees here in America. They were brought here from Italy.
Interesting.
We never had honeybees here.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
We got to go to break.
Right.
Folks, we'll be back here in 3 minutes with more of this really fantastic discussion with you guys. 800-313-9443. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are things in the
tent. Back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, having a fun discussion here with you guys. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome back. You know, I think you've touched on some really, really important points here. I'd like to go through a few. First of all, September 11th, a lot of big talk about that in the truth movement and how that really ties in. And I think it's vital. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think it's the most important thing because, again, what makes September 11th infuriating is the lies, the inconsistencies, the deception, and so on and so forth. What makes it unbelievably tragic is the idea that these things have happened before in our country, in our time. So what does the whole thing mean? Well, I think that, that what it shows is a dependency on the government to make our lives better, to make our lives easy, to make our lives okay, where we can just sleep soundly and know that somebody else is at the wheel and it's all good. I hate that idea. And I think that the way, the best way to institute change, okay, in this country and planet-wide, is for people to stand up, take personal responsibility, and fix their own situations. And a perfect example of this, let's say, for example, people do what you're saying. Hey, they're filtering their water. They're growing their own food. They're earning their own money. They are doing the right thing. They're taking care of themselves and their family, and they're doing it. And then guess what? A politician shows up, like a salesman, because that's really what they are. And they knock on the door. Hey, I have security for sale for you. And you say, I've already got security. Hey, I've got a welfare program for you, for food and stuff. I've already got food. Well, hey, I've got this situation here, this, you know, this and this and this. And you say, I'm fine. If we are self-sufficient and responsible, stand-up, grown-up human beings, and we fix our own problems, they have nothing to offer us then, and then politicians lose their power. The way they keep themselves there is to keep us in the mindset that we need them to do something for us. They work for us. Okay, of the people, by the people, for the people. And these are not elected representatives because, A, the election should have a big question mark after it, and representative would imply they're representing the people. They're not. What they're trying to do is highlight to us how much we need them and how we can't help ourselves. And if we can get past that in every possible conceivable way, and we stand on our own two feet, then they have no power over us. This is such an important point. So how do we fix America? How do we fix the world? We fix ourselves. And if everybody does that, then everything becomes fixed instantly. We don't need social programs. We don't need politicians telling us we need to strip search you every time you get out of bed. It's not necessary. There isn't anything to fear. They are manufacturing the fear. And that's what we have to get past. So I think that in the grand scheme of things, yeah, we can fix it all. But we got to start with ourselves, and everybody has to be willing to do it. So that's the hardship, I think. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Everybody's worried about the honeybees. Now, I tell you what my husband and I always did. We never really considered the bees, but like green peppers, when you plant your pepper plants, plant them close enough, put on a pair of scruffy blue jeans, have long leg pants on, and walk through those peppers in the afternoon. Walk both ways so you pollinate them.
Wow.
A tomato.
Yeah.
This gentleman grows his tomatoes in a greenhouse, and of course we don't all have greenhouses. I don't.
Right.
But what he did, he strung his tomatoes up, and he put a bar across the top, and he would tap on that bar, and that would send vibrations down and pollinate the tomatoes in the greenhouse without any bees.
That's amazing.
And I'm sure we can probably do that with an apple tree, a cherry tree. Just tap the top of the tree with a long stick or something.
Hmm.
There's ways to do the pollinating without the bees. I mean, we didn't have them here. I don't know when they were brought here, but yeah, we did not have them.
That's amazing stuff. Let me ask you to hang on, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just a quick break here, folks, about 90 seconds, and we're back into the home stretch, final hour of the show. And again, I invite you to be a part of it. Open Line Edition, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back after this.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your